I hope everything about you is doing great, including your health. And if you got your health, you know what they say. If you got your health, boy, you've got everything. And that is true. And you probably, none of us really think about it as much until we have something happen to us. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about your health in two different ways. We're going to talk about you being your advocate. And a little later on, we're going to talk about men's health. But first, I want to talk about a wonderful new book that everybody can probably use, because all of us, especially as we get older, or certainly at any age with our health, but as we get older, more things happen. And if they don't happen, we've got to take care of ourselves a little bit more to make sure it doesn't. And we got to be our own advocate in our health. Dr. Melissa Clark has written a wonderful new book called Excuse Me, Doctor, I've Got What? Taking Ownership of Your Health and Making Healthcare Reform Work for You. And Excuse Me, Doctor, I Got What? Nobody wants to have to ever say that. But you know what? If you do, you need this book. And I want to welcome Dr. Melissa Clark to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
Hi, Shannon. I'm great, and thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much for joining us. You've written a terrific little book here that I think every patient should have. You're a Harvard-educated physician. Certainly, you know what you're talking about. I never want to hear you say that to me. I've got something. And, you know, when somebody hears a real big diagnosis, like you have cancer or something really scary, we tend to become that, don't we? We tend to own the diagnosis, and all of a sudden now we're walking around feeling that this is who we are, some patient. How do we deal with hearing such bad news like that and not really owning it?
Wow, that's a great question. You know, the word patient actually means, it comes from the root word in Latin that means suffering.
Mm.
And, you know, we become a patient when we go to the doctor or we hear, you know, news about our health. We automatically become a patient. And that mindset, that passive mindset, like something is happening to me over which I have no control,
right,
is one that can kind of take you over. And then especially if you start to think of yourself as the disease, I'm an asthmatic, or, you know, I'm a diabetic, you know, kind of making that your concept of yourself,
right,
again, puts you into that passive patient mindset. But the bottom line is our bodies were designed for wellness, and there are a lot of things that you can do to help your body get into the mode where it can help to heal itself. And we talk about that in the first three chapters of Excuse Me, Doctor, I've Got What? Things that you can do to overcome that passive patient mindset. I'd say the biggest one, though, is making sure that, you know, you do what I call a mental health check, making sure that the news that you've gotten is not making you depressed, or that depression is not contributing to what you're going through. And there are two simple questions that you can ask yourself,
mm-hmm,
or if you're the loved one of someone who are you concerned about. The first is, for the last 2 weeks, have I felt down or miserable most of the time? And the second is, again, for the last 2 weeks, have I lost interest or pleasure in most or all of my activities? And if you answer yes to either one, that's something to talk to your doctor about, or a counselor, a mental health counselor, because depression makes any disease worse.
Uh-huh. So if you hear something awful, like we mentioned, that you've got whatever, it could be awful or it could just be certainly life-changing, maybe you have to change your diet, I think that depression and kind of his little sadness and a little bit of freaking out is kind of normal. So I guess we have to take some of that into consideration. But I hear what you're saying. If you've totally lost interest in what you normally would be interested in, then that's never going to help any of your conditions.
Absolutely.
But you know, how do we become active in our health without owning it? Because so many people say, you know, my disease, my this, my it's, I hear them, and they form it like it belongs to them, and they almost get very caught in that medical trap. How do you not get caught in that medical trap of constantly going to doctors, taking these medications? You know, it seems to me a little bit of a hamster wheel. How do we own our health without owning sickness?
That's an excellent question. You know, one of the questions I always ask people is, do you consider yourself creative? And, you know, some people say yes, some people say no. But the bottom line is our bodies are always in a mode of creating and renewing itself.
Good to know.
And I think when we realize that, along with the fact that our bodies are always repairing themselves. We have 100,000 cancer cells pop up in our body every day. And our immune system, normally, when everything is working well, takes care of those 100,000 cancer cells and eliminates them. And I think if we claim that image of ourselves as constantly creating, constantly repairing, we realize that when we have disease, it's because those mechanisms are not functioning. And if we think of, okay, the things that I'm going to do now are things that can help put my body back in balance so that it can function to help heal itself no matter what my condition is. We talk about, you know, what some of those things are, again, in Chapter 4 of Excuse Me, Doctor, things that you can do for yourself, for your own health.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like once you get diagnosed with something, or even if you're not, the first thing you can do is be happy and not be depressed, and then realize that you are meant to be healthy and that you can be healthy. The second thing it sounds like is that you need to take control over your medicalness or your doctors. And I know that you say being a squeaky wheel is good, meaning that speaking up, telling doctors, I mean, most of us are very intimidated by you, you know. I mean, we are very, you know, you sit there with your white coat and you make us feel really like we don't know anything. How can we do this respectfully, be the squeaky wheel?
Sure, absolutely. I say that healthcare is the last frontier, and I say that because it's the last place where we don't feel like consumers. So when we go out to buy a washing machine or a car or a house, we ask questions, we do research, and we don't seem to do that as much when it comes to our own health and choosing our doctors. There are ways that we can choose doctors, interview them, so that we can determine, is this somebody who I feel comfortable having as my partner in health? Because that's really what it's about. You're choosing a partner, a guide to help get you to where you want to be, no matter what your condition. So there are questions that you can ask your doctor, ways that you can assess their level of compassion, their openness to other healing traditions, their levels of their attention span and how much attention they pay to you, whether they involve you in decision making and explain all the options to you so that you can feel, again, like this is somebody who can be your partner. There's also a website that everybody should know about. It's called the National NCQA.org. National Commission on Quality Assurance. And what they have done is they recognize physicians in the community who meet the standards of being what's called patient-centered. Again, having that approach of partnering with patients to help you get to where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, ncqa.org, you just enter your zip code, and it brings up physicians in your community who have been recognized as practicing in this way. So you don't have to feel intimidated.
Okay. Well, that's fair. I mean, you know, but we got to get to that point where, as you say, we don't feel intimidated if we take control, look up something like this. But how about health insurance? I mean, we, you know, yes, there's reform, there's a lot of things, but boy, do we have trouble in this country with health insurance or with health care. I mean, I think part of the problem is health insurance. Maybe we need insurance reform because it's so complicated. How much do doctors look at people more like their insurance plan than people?
Well, you know, I have to say, let's start off with the insurance. We've had insurance reform. That's what healthcare reform has been all about. And it's been putting into place those aspects of insurance that will keep people from getting bankrupt when it comes to bills. So making sure that basic preventive care and screening tests, that there are no out-of-pocket costs, putting caps on premiums for seniors, and making sure, for example, that women don't pay more than men who are of the same age and health status. So there have been a ton of different reforms. Again, you know, making sure that people with pre-existing conditions, that's a huge one, don't get dropped from their insurance and can get insurance, or that young people can stay on their parents' health insurance until age 26. So all those are insurance reforms. And I think it's a matter of making sure that we know how to choose insurance that fits our condition. So if we have a chronic condition and we have to go to the doctor a lot, choose a plan that has a higher premium. So you're going to pay more for your premium, but you're going to have a lower deductible because you're going to be using a lot of services. But if you're a pretty healthy person, you don't need, you know, you can pay a lower premium and a higher deductible because you're not going to be using the services that much. And then you'll be saving some money up front.
Right.
So it's just a matter of becoming educated about how to choose the right insurance for you. Chapter 10, Financing Your Healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
And excuse me, doctor, I've got what explains the whole thing. How best to choose insurance. Things that you can get from insurance companies that you might not know, like health coaching, your own personal nurse who you can talk with, who can help coach you through any condition that you have and help you, make the changes, the lifestyle changes that you need and understand your condition. They're caseworkers, for example, that will help you navigate the healthcare system. So there are things that you can get from insurance companies that a lot of people don't know what to do, you know, that they're available. And then finally, we also talk about what to do when you had a claim that's been denied.
Mm-hmm.
There's a stepwise process that you can go through. You should never take no for no the first time around. And there are things that you can do to reverse it at least up to 50% of the time.
Okay, so healthcare is certainly not for dummies anymore. I mean, we certainly can't be laid back and totally just leaving it up to everyone else. We really got to, which is good news. I mean, we are basically healthy. We need to stay that way, which means we've got to work at it all the time, and we've got to know our rights, certainly know our healthcare, know our body, know our doctor, and work with our doctor, right? You also, and I want to just talk very briefly in here about trials. We've all heard, I have a friend whose husband has a disease, and he wants to go for a clinical trial. You talk about that in here, which is very helpful for those that have thought about it. Quickly, what is a clinical trial and why should people do it or not do it?
Sure. A clinical trial is an opportunity for someone who has sometimes a hard-to-treat disease to get to be involved in a process that's testing a new drug or a new procedure or a new way of treating that condition. Now, every time you think about a clinical trial, you need to think about it in terms of what the risks are and what the benefits are. Every clinical trial has at least two groups, a group of people that don't get the treatment and a group of people that do.
Mm.
So you have to understand that there's a chance you might not get the treatment.
I see.
But the positive thing is, if you do get the treatment and it is helpful, it's something that, again, you would not have had a chance to take advantage of normally.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times your insurance will pay for everything except the cost of whatever is being tested.
Okay.
Or the trial will also pay for some of the medical costs, so that's also a benefit as well. But again, on the downside, there could be risk to taking whatever the new treatment is. It's unproven. And you might be in the group that doesn't get the treatment.
Okay.
So, again, you got to weigh it, but see it as another option that you can think of, especially if there's no good treatment out there for what you have.
I think that everybody needs to pick up this book and read that, because there's a chapter on here that I think if you're thinking about that, you need to read. There's also a chapter in here that talks about your hospital stay. And boy, if you've ever been in the hospital, you understand that you need to understand what goes on in a hospital, and you need to what you call hospital wise. We have to wrap it up here, but I just want to tell everybody that this is a book for everyone in your family, certainly as you get older, but at any age. Excuse me, doctor, I've got what? Taking ownership of your health and making healthcare reform work for you. Terrific book. Dr. Melissa Clark, I thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you, and I would love if everybody could visit me at my website, drmelissaclark.com,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Or on Facebook, same address, and excuse me, doctor.com is where you can find out more about the book. That's doctor spelled out.
Okay, everything is on Shannon's Corner. Your website is there. It's a hot link. It goes directly to your website. So if anybody's in the car, just go to Shannon's Corner through WTBQ, and you can click on Dr. Melissa Clark's website. Excuse me, Doctor, I've Got What. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you, everyone. We have to worry. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about men's health when we come back. So stay where you are. Don't go anywhere here on WTBQ, and we'll be back in just a few. The Hudson Valley is home to Apple Valley Pharmacy, a full-service, locally owned and operated pharmacy capable of addressing the healthcare needs of everyone in your family, including your pets. Specializing in custom compounding, pharmacist Anne-Marie Cloutier prepares medicines to suit your individual and unique healthcare needs. Apple Valley Pharmacy also offers a full line of vitamins, homeopathic treatments, and Medela nursing products, including breast pumps, accessories, and apparel. Apple Valley Pharmacy is your local resource for health and wellness with regular vaccination clinics and monthly health events. Open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 7 p.m. and Saturday till 5 p.m. Call 988-5805 or visit applevalleypharmacy.com. Apple Valley Pharmacy offers 24-hour emergency prescription services and delivers free to all areas of Warwick. Call 988-5805, applevalleypharmacy.com. Visit Apple Valley Pharmacy in the Merchant Square Mall in Warwick.
You know, when it comes to car batteries failing, it happens to all of us. That's why you ought to visit an Interstate